Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
The drama continues. So stupid. I don't know if it's the bank or the SBA. I think it's SBA. But when I was in my intake form, they said, like, hey, do you like any ownership in any foreign entities?
No.
Do you have any ownership in other companies?
No.
And then they file stuff. Okay, cool. So seven years ago, my wife and I opened a C Corp because we owned a rental property. And our tax advisor said, you can go with a C Corp. As we build our real estate empire, like, okay, cool, we'll do that. And so I've had a C Corp for ages, and I pay the $50 each year to renew it. And so when they asked me, like, do you have any ownership in a local company of over 10%? I'm thinking like Apple, Google, like Facebook. I'm like, well, duh, no, I don't. And so when they do the SBI, they're like, warning, Nathan has 10% or more ownership in a C Corp. Like, no, I don't. And they say, like, What's this C Corp? I'm like, oh, guys, I haven't used this business in 5 years. I own a duplex. We sold it 5 years ago. I keep it active because I don't want to pay the $50 to make a new one. I'd rather pay the $50 annually to renew it. How dumb is that of me? And so they're like, well, looks like you failed the audit. We now have to get articles of dissolution and then proof of dissolution, basically that the company no longer exists. So I scrambled yesterday, and they told me this yesterday. I have to dissolve the company or explain what's going on. So I explained we use this for our one duplex that we owned, and we sold it 2 years later. We have done nothing with this ever since. So then I'm scrambling yesterday. I go ahead, I pay the $50 to pay for the articles of intent to dissolve, which is I'm going to shut this thing down. And then 10 minutes later, I pay another $50 for articles of dissolution, which needed the articles of intent to dissolve. So the government, Minnesota just got $50 and $50 off of me to kill this C Corp that I don't even use anymore. And so then I save the payment, I save the email saying it's filed, the case number, the MLBSR number, the whatever screenshot. They send it all to the bank, guys, it's dissolved. It's done. I don't use this. There's no credit. There's no default. There's no lawsuits. There's no employees. There's no bankruptcies. This thing is done. The bank account had $1,000 in it. So I did that all yesterday. Minnesota's Secretary of State hasn't updated their website yet. And so when they ran the audit today, it's failed the SBA audit because they, I don't know how, but they could figure out that my name was still attached to an existing C Corp. So I explained everything to the lender. I've explained everything to the lender assistant. They've forwarded everything on to the Minnesota and SBA and man, so we're closing tomorrow. We are closing in 20 hours. And it might be all because of me and not killing this thing years ago when I was not going to use it. So, stupid decision on my part. I will learn from that one. Shut down things that I don't use. Don't let them just sit on ice, but either breathe life into it or kill it. Neither, only those two are the options. So we'll see what's all going. I keep updating my email to if there's something I got to do. I've probably sent 10 emails back and forth to the bank lender. They basically wanted me to rewrite down the business address that the business is located on, but they needed to see it in my handwriting. So I write it down. I scan it back to them oh, thank you. We now know where the business address is. Guys, follow their systems. Get it done. Don't question it. Don't try to take shortcuts. Just fill out the paperwork, do the thing, get her done. I'm frustrated. I don't know. I want to close tomorrow, guys. And what's at stake? Because it's the end of the world. Tomorrow is Friday. It's the last business day of September. Next week is October. And I mean, we could close Monday or Tuesday, but we're starting a fitness challenge in a week and a half. Or no, a week from now. And I want to have super clean books. I want to have this is the date the business starts. I get the full month of October. I don't have to do like a partial month. I get everything for all the utility bills, all the lease, all the gas, all the electric, like everything. And I don't want to do like 4 days of a partial month. I think I'm just more annoyed. And the funniest part, you'll get this. The broker said, if we close on Friday, this will officially be the fastest transaction this SBA lender has ever done. This guy does like, I don't know how many, we'll just say like 50 or 100 loans a year. It's been the fastest. I think we're on, what episode are we on? We're on like episode 90 of this whole thing. I don't know how, like, I think we're like 45 or 60 days into this. Like, guys, this feels like this is taking my a year of my, that's being dramatic. This feels like it's taken like 5 or 6 months. That feels really long, especially for a first time guy who's using this as a life transition moment. Patience, my man. Talking to my dog on that one. She's a girl though. But guys, just be patient, be quick to respond, be quick to engage and get stuff done. But I should have braced myself for how much time this would take and how much back and forth this would be. I kept sprinting in like quick bursts, and now like 3 or 4 days away seems like forever. Now I'm also learning to like not even like share with people like the next business plan in mind, because some people are asking like, hey, are you closing on Friday? Or like, what's the brand again? Or hey, you're gonna tell us finally what brand it is. And realize I'm like, all these other people are like waiting for us to close too. And I don't want that. Like, I just want me to have the pressure on me. I want to have the peer pressure on me. So maybe for the next big business move, I'll tell like one person, maybe two. Courtney counts. So maybe one other person. But now I see why like celebrities and big people, when they like, when people buy like a sports team or a franchise, like why they don't even talk about what they've got in the works. Because you only hear about the things that happened, not the stuff that they started and then backed out of the deal. Because, man, just managing expectations is rough. So then we'll see if the deal is on. I repackaged all the gifts. They're all boxed up. I'm taking them to the closing office if we close tomorrow. Just ready to rock and roll. Yeah. We'll see. I'm going to keep the email and voice memos open tonight. But moral of this takeaway is shut down things you don't use. Keep active the things you actively use. Throw out the garbage when you're done with it or the recycling. Don't just let things sit around, because this has been like a garbage pile I let sit around. And now it's, it has a negative impact on me. It may cost, will cost money every day to not own the business. So I will learn that lesson. And next time around for the next acquisition, disclose this right away, because this is going to be a repeat if I don't learn from it.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.